Our first guest is Ellen Rook. Recently retired from the New York State Information Technology Services, Ellen Rook is a meditation instructor and senior teacher at the Shambhala Meditation Center of Albany. She became interested in Buddhism and meditation in the late 60s, but it wasn't until 15 years later that she was able to establish a regular meditation practice. She's here to talk about the benefits of regular meditation practice and how to work it into your life. Welcome, Ellen.
Hello. Thank you.
There's been a lot of people who get excited about meditating, and but they seem to have trouble maintaining a regular meditation practice. Why is that?
Well, I think, first of all, people become interested in meditation, but then after they do it for a while, sometimes they forget what their inspiration was, and it becomes just a habit like anything else. It's kind of like a vegetarian who stops eating meat because they don't want to harm animals and then forget about it. You need to reconnect with your original inspiration, or whatever your inspiration is at the time, whether it's to reduce stress or to benefit other beings. You know, any inspiration or motivation is fine, but we need to connect to it to move forward. The other problem that people have seems to come about because they really don't have a good foundation. They don't understand what they're doing in meditating. Maybe they read a book. Often people just kind of forget what the technique is. It gets a little hazy. They try one thing, they try another. And in order to work with that, it's very helpful to have personal instruction by someone who's qualified and experienced in giving meditation instruction. Reading about it in a book or a magazine, or even just listening to a podcast or using an app, it lacks that personal element. It lacks the ability to ask questions and also to receive confirmation from the person who's instructing you that you understand the instructions.
Could you maybe give us, you know, I think most of us have some understanding of meditation as sort of, centering oneself and being peaceful, but many of us haven't done meditation. So you give us sort of a, you know, meditation 101, what is the basic purpose? What are, you know, some general basic techniques? But to the person out there really probably has not had that much experience with meditation, how would you explain it to them?
Well, I practice meditation in the Shambhala tradition, so I'll answer for that. It's a Buddhist tradition. And we practice meditation in order to connect with our basic nature, who we are, so that we can genuinely be who we are right now. It allows us to be brave, courageous, to face ourselves, and also to find our place in the world, to take our seat. And we do this in order to help people, including ourselves. So what we do is we work with synchronizing our body and our mind. So there's an element of taking a position, settling, sitting on the earth, connecting with the present moment, and we use the breath in order to connect with the present moment. And also becoming aware, realizing when we're not present, and making deepening a gentle and friendly attitude towards ourselves by training ourselves to come back over and over.
Now, you were talking about sitting. Now, do you have to sit in a lotus position? Because I know I would never go to meditation if I had to do that.
The purpose of sitting in a lotus position is in order to settle the body. Now, in order to settle the body, for most of us, a lotus position would be absolutely the last thing. You can sit in a chair, you can sit on a cushion. The important point is to sit in a awake, upright, natural, and elegant posture.
Is there a particular time of the day where it's good to meditate?
Well, if you have a really flexible schedule, it's great to meditate early in the morning or early in your day, and also at the end of your day. But most important is to meditate where it fits into your life. Some people wake up really kind of agitated with 1,000 things to do in the day, and for them it would be really a challenge to sit in the morning. So most important is to sit regularly. Find a time in the day which works for you and practice that on a regular basis.
Now, you mentioned Shambhala meditation. In Shambhala, are there certain mantras that you repeat while you meditate, or what do you focus on?
There are some practices that involve mantras, but the basic sitting meditation practice that all practitioners of all levels practice doesn't involve a mantra. A mantra is a way of bringing your mind putting your mind on something to develop mindfulness and insight. And we, for our beginning and our basic foundational practice, we use the breath rather than a mantra.
What are some of the, I don't know, are there any common, you know, misperceptions about what, you know, meditation is? And, you know, what are some of the, I don't know, common, most frequent challenges people face when they first start in to do meditation?
The most frequent misconception about meditation is that you should not have thoughts, that the point of meditation is to get rid of your thoughts. The purpose of meditation is to see your thoughts, to become friendly with them, to be aware of them. If you have an attitude of not having thoughts, it's kind of like trying not to think of rain. You just start thinking of rain and water all the time. It has absolutely the opposite effect. So that's the biggest misconception.
And the biggest common challenge that prevents people from becoming adept or, you know, getting the benefits from it?
I think it's really not knowing how to do it, forgetting how to do it, not having a complete instruction. And sometimes feeling isolated, not having a community to practice meditation with. It's much easier to practice in a group than it is alone, particularly in the beginning.
And I hope I get the answer I'm looking for on this one. But for somebody who eats all the time, should you eat before meditation or should you do it on an empty stomach?
Well, if you eat on a really, really full stomach, it can make you very sleepy, which is not a problem. You can just meditate when you're sleepy as well as when you're awake, although it's a little more challenging. But no, you don't need to fast or wait after a meal. It's not like swimming.
Is there any model time, suggested at the time that, you know, a meditation session should last?
If you're just starting out, practicing meditation for about 10 minutes at a stint is a good amount of time. And as you feel that you understand what you're doing and you're not frustrated by your lack of understanding about meditation or what's supposed to be happening, then it's fine to extend it. When you sit with a group, it's interesting. You can sit a lot longer time. There's something about the mutual support of that. So usually sitting in a group, it's fine to sit about half an hour and then you walk around, do walking meditation, sit back down again.
So if you've piqued the interest of people who want to start meditating and they want to come to Shambhala, when's the best time to come to learn?
Well, we have a Learn to Meditate offering the first and third Wednesday of each month at 7 o'clock p.m. Shambhala Meditation Center of Albany is located at 747 Madison Avenue in Albany, which is just west of Washington Park.
And for those who are experienced meditating, when do you have regular sittings?
We offer public sitting meditation practice Monday and Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. and on Wednesday and Friday mornings from 9 o'clock to 10 a.m.
And is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, it would be albany.shambhala.org. And Shambhala is spelled S-H-A-M-B-H-A-L-A.
Okay. Well, I think that pretty much sums up what we're looking for. Thank you for joining us, Ellen. Mark?
Thank you for having me.